After 20 years of civil war that ravaged the country, Somalia, it seems, is on the road to recovery. Following 2 decades in the political wilderness, the new Somali government has been recognized by the United States and a host of other countries. Many Somalis in the diaspora are moving back to invest and rebuild their home country. Mark Mursal, a British Somali who returned to Mogadishu in 2009, has set up a property development company to meet the growing demand for housing that has kickstarted a boom in property prices in the Somali capital. He tells us more.
I left here back in 1987, and I thought this is a good time to go back home and discover opportunities, and it was. I have seen a lot of changes, dramatic changes, since 2011 and now. I was here in Mogadishu. Well, you can drive only one road until 3 p.m. and after that you cannot go nowhere. And even if you go on the daytime, it was very dangerous. You can only hear gunshots. And the only people you can see, either they are uniformed or either they carry weapons or gun or whatever. Mogadishu is growing very fast. Today I was at the airport. I have seen in 1 hour 6 aircraft are landing. All of them was commercial. And also I have seen a traffic jam here in Mogadishu, which is a sign that life is coming back. And at the moment, the real estate is booming here in Mogadishu. Earlier tonight, I had a meeting with one of my clients, and he said, Mogadishu is becoming like Manhattan or central London. You're talking incredible prices issue when it comes to the property. Again, the price is going double and double every month. Demand is very high and availability is very low. When I came here 2009, I leased a property that the value was over $600,000, and the lease I had was $300 a month. But now those things have been changed. The rent is going up. On that property I used to be in back 2009, now it's been rented over $4,500 a month. Somalis are coming everywhere from the world. If you go to the airport, you will see people are coming from Australia, coming from North America, coming from South Africa, coming from North Europe. From everywhere, they're coming back and they said, I'm not going back.